Falling, my home's a calling, tall pines are humming, Christmas times are coming.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy?
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Friday, December 2nd, 2016. Day two of the Advent calendar. We're working that out, Jason. And I know you had at least a person or two that I knew that stopped by your church the other day, as we mentioned that you had these Advent calendars that include the chocolate and a special booklet that kind of takes people through each of the days of Advent, that shares some scripture and a prayer and kind of a little, I don't know if you'd say a devotional thought, but something to get them thinking about the day and get grounded during the season. And I know we talked a lot about that on Wednesday, but it's a special time of year, a special time of year for this radio ministry. We'll give a quick update, but the center is coming together. I posted a picture on Wednesday of all the, I don't know, 8 or 10 boxes of stuff from headphones and microphones and equipment, and I moved some of the equipment from the home studio there. And we just have a little more wiring and fine-tuning. And then what's that? You know, there's the word, like, when there's the point of no return, where you kind of, okay, we're in this up to our neck. And so everything teeters on that. I forget what that wording is, but, like, once I disconnect this one system at home and bring it in and then bring something back here, there's no turning back. And so what's it like when it's weighted one way and it's like something in the balance. Oh, I don't know. Anyways, we're at that point where the next step, there's no looking back. So, but we're excited. I mean, it's coming together. It's looking pretty good. Yesterday, we had our English conversation class. I think we had 15 or so internationals, and they were all like, wow, because we had 5 of the microphones all set up with the boom arms and the equipment set over here and over here, and it looked rather impressive, and people that were walking by could look in, and it really is starting to look like a studio. So we just appreciate how God has used so many different people to bring it together. And I don't know, in the next day or two, maybe the wiring, you know, there's some soldering and stuff that I obviously can't do. But Corzyn Music has been great, over the top, helpful in assisting and giving us all this equipment at his cost. So a dealer rate, and Dyke's been fantastic. So we'll get that kind of set. And I don't know if it'll be this weekend or next weekend where we'll really test everything, and then we should be good to go. Oh, Mary Ann and I were talking about, when are we going to have, like, the grand opening or the open house? And I think we're pretty firm on the dates. It's going to be January 20th and 21st. It's a Friday night and Saturday, and we're thinking on the 20th of January, it would be like a 4 to 8 p.m. on that Friday night, and then the Saturday we'd do like a 9 to 2. So you could come out on that Friday night, and we'd have some kind of snack foods or appetizers or who knows what, and then the Saturday would be maybe a breakfast kind of thing, 9 to 2. But we're pretty certain it's going to be January 20th and 21st, our open house, where we'll invite the Great News Radio listeners. And, you know, I don't know if you remember, you saw this in the studio. Yeah, you haven't been here in the home studio for a while, but I've changed a lot of it. But I have these Tootsie Roll banks that are filled with like 20 Tootsie Rolls, and I think that'll be a gift that will be given out to everyone. And we'll have some other fun things in those tote bags and other gadgets and gizmos and coupons, who knows. But we're pretty certain it'll be that Friday, Saturday in January, like the third week in January. So that gives us time to get some more decorating and fine-tuning and things all set. So it's coming together, and thank you, God, for all the ways that it's going to be used in the days ahead. And the Conversation English class, the students are coming early. They're staying late. I think they're really enjoying it. We've been talking about Thanksgiving and who we're thankful to and what we're thankful for. And now as we transition into this Advent season, that started coming up. What is Advent? what do Christians do during Christmas? And so the next few weeks on the Monday and Thursdays, we'll be talking a little about Christmas and terminology and, you know, what is a white elephant gift? Some of the fun things, obviously, that get shared. That, yeah, yesterday we were talking about weather because, you know, this is the season where there's different kinds of weather. And like I think Herb mentioned, you know, sometimes you might hear somebody say it's raining cats and dogs, and none of them got that. They're like, what does that mean? It's like, oh, yeah, you know, the idioms don't always transfer into a different language. Mm-hmm. And then I said, have you ever heard somebody say, I feel under the weather? And that was like a bonus question. Anyways, I said, if anyone can answer that, they'll get a free appetizer to the Texas Roadhouse. And so nobody got that one. They just, I'm under the weather. So kind of explain that. But we have one room that's ultra beginners that are just learning the ABCs or how to say Z. They have trouble saying that the Z sound or just counting to 10. I mean, very, very basic. And so it's kind of interesting how to communicate with that group of like six or eight. And then the more intermediate, you could say, that understand most things and can carry on conversations, but need help with understanding and things. So we're having a lot of fun. Actually, the last few weeks, I've kind of stood back, worked on my radio work, just making sure the two different rooms had all the things coordinated and people checked in. But anyways, that's just one of, I hope, many ways God will use this Great News Radio Center, and we'll have some teaching nights and special guests and authors and interviews, and then do the preponderance, maybe 80 to 90% of all the interviews and recordings and updates will be from the Great News Radio Center. So they're all to say that that's coming together, and thank you, God, for the progress we're making, and we'll get you there probably in a couple weeks for our first broadcast from the center. So I'm excited about that. So other thing, excited about the Singing Men coming to Camargo on Sunday night, 6 p.m. concert, free concert at the Victory Church in Camargo, Illinois, 103 East 2nd Street. And so it'll be kind of a sing-along and then join in with a number of the selections that the Singing Men will present. And we'll be bringing our CDs there. You can stop by our website, and that's an easy way to sign up and purchase the CDs. And we'll also have them at the Victory Church this Sunday, and they'll also be at the center tomorrow. I don't think I'll be getting into the center tomorrow till a little afternoon. I'm having a couple special recording sessions here at home, but if you come by the center tomorrow afternoon into the evening, well, I say tomorrow afternoon, probably from 1 to about 5 or 6 o'clock, you can pick up CDs there and see some of the progress we're making. But it's fun. Visitors walking through the mall come up. You can see their nose. And, you know, they're looking and their nose is kind of pressing against the door. I'm like, oh, there's another, well, those gapers, those people stopping. And then they're like, what's going on in there? And so I've been inviting people in and showing them around. So that's been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But, oh, thank you, God. It's all coming together. We're in this Advent season, and I know it's like a time for you to get to renew your passion for sharing the good news message of Jesus, why he came, what he came for. It's a time of year where people are talking about the holidays and family and saying Merry Christmas, but for pastors like yourself, it's a time where you get to preach the gospel message, the good news message that Emmanuel, Jesus, came. God came in human flesh, and he came to redeem mankind. So how's that weight or burden on you with, you know, the various activities, the preaching, the attending different functions and still trying to have time for family and all that? How should we as a churchgoer, a parishioner, view our pastors during these times?
Well, I think, first of all, you pray for them.
Yeah.
I think that it's always a balance. And for me, at least, I think an important thing is to make the holidays less complicated. You know, a lot of times this is when churches balloon out their programs. You know, they create a lot of extra things because they feel like, well, we've got to be celebratory and we've got to be, you know, the celebration arm of Christ's coming, I guess is how I would say it. And in doing so, we add more things into the pot of people's already overburdened lives, I mean, in this kind of season. And so I think as pastors, I think that we just need people to help us be wise and to say, you know, that's what I need. I need people to say, hey, you know what, let's not do this and this and this because we don't need to.
Yeah.
But let's put all our chips in the basket and do what's important. Let's do what's needed and what's valuable. And what we're going to see a lot of return in terms of filling up people, in terms of encouraging them, in terms of helping them grow and prepare, you know, to stand in awe of Christ's incarnation, his coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the verses that's really been on my heart in the last couple weeks, as I just think about this, is a really common verse. And one of the things that I've really been trying to do is lately is simplify some things, even simplify how I, you know, I have a tendency to complicate things. I have a tendency to, because I love teaching and I love preaching and I love, you know, the Bible and I can't get enough of it. But I know that, you know, what I can eat is not what some other people can eat. And so I've been, you know, just looking at smaller runs of scripture, smaller, you know, single verses. What does this verse mean? What is this? What's the impact of this verse? And so one that's been in my heart lately has been a very common one, 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and through 18, which is rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And it's been one that's just, I say it often. And, you know, it begins so crazy to me, you know, rejoice always. Because for any of us, that just seems difficult, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that seems difficult.
Impossible, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, rejoicing always seems unfathomable to me. I mean, I can rejoice sometimes, you bet. Rejoice most of the time? Well, yeah, I can. I hope. But always? I mean, if I was to say to somebody, you know, somebody said to me, how are you doing, Jason? And I said, oh, rejoicing always. They would say, you're being disingenuous.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems like a bit of a stretch. Always you're rejoicing? And, you know, it really made me, brought some weight to it. I think it was a couple weeks ago. There was a kind of a difficult situation I was dealing with. And, you know, it was one of those things where I was at my office and I was just like, I got to leave. Like, I've just got to get away from here. You know, just because I needed to get my head clear and I just kind of needed to get out of a situation for a little bit and just think about it. And so I came home, and when I got here, I just kind of sat. I got a desk at my house and I sat at my desk in the house, you know, just kind of praying and just, you know, to be really honest, just weeping and just kind of battling for joy in that moment, because it was a very difficult thing that was working itself out. You know, and as I was kind of weeping and praying and asking why, there was a little tug on my sleeve, and my son Samuel was kind of standing at my side, and he was holding a little picture, and he said, Papa, I just made this. Look at it. And I kind of wiped my eyes, and I scooped him up, and I looked at the picture, and I really could tell you, I don't even remember what it was. I don't remember what the picture was, but I could tell you right now that in that moment, joy came back. There was joy that returned. Now, the difficult issue I was dealing with, it wasn't resolved. There was no magical resolution provided, but my burden was lifted, and it was replaced by a kind of joy. And I have no doubt in my mind, it's what I call a manna moment. No doubt in my mind where the Lord sends sustenance to us when we're in the desert of life, and he kind of wants to lift our eyes off of our circumstances and back onto him so that he can change our despair to joy. And I know that people listening to this, they've experienced that. You know, because all of us are kind of fighting for joy in the middle of the mess. And sometimes it's really hard to see that joy. Sometimes it's really hard to see the Lord. And so when the Bible says rejoice always, from my own personal experience, I think that means that sometimes there are seasons of life where we have to break things down from the day to the hour, from the hour to the minute, from the minute to the moment. And we have to focus on smaller chunks to be able to see the Lord at work. I mean, there was no way, if I kept focusing on the problem in that moment, there was nothing I was going to see that was going to give me joy. But the Lord said, I don't want you to see that right now. I want you to focus on this little moment, this little person, and this little picture. And I'm going to fight for your joy and win because I am the Lord. And so I think that's how we rejoice always. It's always giving it to Him, always trusting Him, always knowing that the Lord is at work, His grace is at work. And then he says in this verse, pray without ceasing. And I think for a lot of us, we've made prayer religious, not relational. And yet, when I've been thinking more and more about prayer, prayer is a conversation. It's a conversation with the most important person in my life, God. You know, when God commands me to pray without ceasing, it's like he's saying, call me. Call me anytime. I mean, it makes me think of Psalm 18 and verse 19, which says that the Lord delights in me. And if we believe what the Bible says, like Romans 8:15, when he says you could call me Abba, when he calls us beloved children, he knows that if we don't call him often, we will drift and we will find despair. I mean, it goes back to that beginning verse about fighting for our joy.
Yeah.
But if we don't call our dad often, we're going to lose sight of him, and we're going to lose sight of the joy that we have in him. I mean, just think, the God of the universe, who puts the planets in rotation, who creates the cosmos, who made you and me and all of our complexity and all our craziness, he desires to have an unending, all-encompassing, no-holds-barred conversation with us.
Hmm.
I mean, that's overwhelming, Mark, when I think about that. That's overwhelming when I ponder it. And as overwhelming as it may feel, it's incredibly personal and encouraging because God wants to talk to us. He wants to talk to us. I think of 1 Peter 5:7, which says, you know, cast your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Mm-hmm. That verse almost says to me, are you worried? Call your dad. Are you feeling anxious? Call your dad. Are you feeling anxiety? Call your dad. And he cares so much that he says, don't just call me, but call me any time. And not only that, but he gave us his personal number, the line that never goes to voicemail. It never goes unanswered. He says, call because I care, and I'm always available. I'll never tell you to call back later. I'll never say, you know, I don't have time right now, but maybe I'll get back with you in a week. You know, it made me think of that song when I was a kid. It was popular on the radio, The Cat's in the Cradle. Do you remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Where the son kept coming up to the dad, and the dad would say, no, I got to go to work. I can't. I don't have time, son, but we'll get back to it sometime.
Yeah, when you're coming
home,
Daddy, don't know when, but we'll get together then. Yeah, we'll have a good time then. Yeah.
And we don't have any of that where God is concerned. God says, call us. And that's when I read the Psalms. I've been reading the Psalms with a couple of different guys.
Hey, quick little question. Was that a Freudian slip? Call us? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
right?
Sorry.
But I've been reading the Psalms with a couple of guys in our church. And when I read the Psalms, this is what I've gotten when I really simplify it. David called God continually. David never ran out of minutes. He called often. He had conversations that were not just encouraging, but David had conversations that were assuring.
Hmm.
He had conversations that assured him that God was always in control, and because of that, David then could rejoice. And see, this verse almost works itself forward and then works itself backwards. And then the verse goes into 18, which says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus for you. And you know, I believe that God wants us to have a good life. But I don't think that God wants us to have a good life in such a way that it hinders our preparation for the life to come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of us have been sold on this kind of prosperity gospel where God gives us the desires of our heart, and then we turn around and we thank him because he made us happy. And it's true that the Bible says that God will give us the desires of our heart, but I only believe that's true when the desires of our heart come from a place that desires him above all things.
Yeah.
This is why the psalm says, I delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart, Psalm 34 and verse 4. You know, it made me think of a hymn. I had to look it up. But Michael W. Smith sings this praise hymn called Above All. And the lyrics say this, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures in heaven, or treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth.
Hmm.
Crucified. Laid behind a stone, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all.
Hmm.
I mean, that's the will of God in Christ Jesus for you, that he would be crucified, laid behind a stone, that he would live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. Why? Because he thought of me above all. I mean, that in a nutshell, is how you give thanks in all circumstances. Because no circumstance that you face, that I face, that issue that I was dealing with it just was burdening me and it had me in tears. That situation, as bad as it was never going to rob me of my salvation. It was never going to rob me of the will of God in Christ Jesus for me. And therefore, I could still give thanks in that. Maybe not thanks because I'm happy. Maybe not thanks because my joy is strong. Thanks because of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And that's the job that we have today. That's the job that I have as a pastor, to give thanks, to talk to God, and out of that, rejoice always.
Hmm.
And that's the job that all of us have as Christians, is to rejoice always. And thank God, joy is not happiness, because happiness is fleeting. We get happy, and then we're sad, and then we're happy, and then we're sad. But joy is this deep well that says that I know what Christ has done on my behalf, and I trust him, and I love him. You know, that's one of the great things about this time of the year, is because we can take all the Old Testament. I mean, if you had a Bible in your hand right now and you could pinch it, you could see how much of the Old Testament encompasses your Bible. And then to realize all the promises there were manifested in the coming of Christ in the manger. That when we come to Christmas, we stand upon the promises of God. We stand on the fact that God keeps his promise. And if God kept his promise by sending his son, Jesus Christ, then I guarantee you he will keep the rest of his promises.
Yeah. Ah, it's a wonderful time of year. Thank you for that Advent message. Day 6, something like that. You know, let's see, it started on Sunday. We're Friday now, so great time of year. Get involved in a church this Sunday. Please, dear listener, if you're not in a body of believers, find a church this Sunday. There's the Community Evangelical Free Church in Muhammad. I know the pastor personally. He'll preach the message. And it'll be
I hear he's okay. You know, he's a little rough around the edges, but he's got a lot of promise.
Yes, yes. He's a tool of the Lord's. Well, come out this Sunday night, the Singing Men concert at the Victory Church in Camargo. The Singing Men CDs will be available there. Or stop by later today, probably sometime after 1 p.m., maybe 1 to 5. I'll be at the center. You can pick up one there, and lots more to say in the coming days. But we got to close. SRN News won't wait. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.